Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Sean Diddy Combs' federal trial took a dramatic turn today when his defense team officially rested their case without calling a single witness, including Diddy himself. What happens, what it means, and what's next? That's what we're about to dig into today. But before we do that, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this. If it's a podcast, if you're watching us on YouTube, hit subscribe there as well. And please let us know what you think about what's going on in this case. Is this a good idea of what occurred today on the part of the defense of Diddy with not calling any witnesses? Good idea? Bad idea? What do you think? Tell me in the comments on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you are not there yet. All right, let's dig into this. What happened? After more than 6 weeks of testimony from 34 government witnesses and disturbing video evidence shown to the jury, the courtroom grew tense as the defense stood and simply said, "We rest." That's right, no rebuttal, no character witnesses, no dramatic testimony from Combs proclaiming innocence. And then suddenly Sting comes into the room, bursting through the door, playing a guitar, and they do a wonderful medley of "I'll Be Missing You." Okay, yeah, that didn't happen. Anyway, just silence. Bold strategy, especially given the graphic nature of the government's case. Before the defense rested, the judge performed the standard procedure of directly asking Combs whether he understood his right to testify. Diddy said yes, he understood, and confirmed that the decision had been made after careful discussions with his attorneys. With a smile, he even complimented the judge, getting a few chuckles from the courtroom. Chuckles. After resting, the defense immediately moved for what's called a Rule 29 judgment of acquittal. In plain English, That's a way of saying the government didn't prove their case. This should be tossed out now. The judge didn't rule on that today. He simply said he'll consider it and let everyone know later. Keep in mind, every trial, that's going to happen. It's just kind of like, oh, we didn't win the prize in the casino. Let's go to this game over here, the one that, like, no one ever wins at, and put our last quarter in and see what happens. Every once in a while, it happens. Every once in a while. Very few times. Earlier in the day, the defense quietly entered a final few exhibits into evidence, mostly texts and communications intended to suggest Diddy's relationships, including with Cassie Ventura, were part of a consensual adult lifestyle involving swinging rather than coercion or trafficking. Meanwhile, the government has already laid out their story over the past month and a half. They called on Ventura to testify about a decade of abuse. They showed graphic video clips from alleged freak-off sex parties. They called an escort, a makeup artist, former assassins, and a Homeland Security agent, and a partridge in a pear tree, and the Partridge Family, actually. They got in there, they all sang a song together. Come on, they'll make you happy. They presented texts, bank records, flight manifests, and hotel bookings to build what they claim is the picture of a criminal enterprise, what they called the Combs Enterprise, dedicated to satisfying Diddy's alleged desires while controlling and silencing victims. All of this happened under the glare of a high-stakes trial, with media watching every move and Diddy maintaining an active courtroom presence. He was observed writing notes to his legal team and reacting strongly during some of the most emotional testimony. At one point earlier in the trial, the judge warned him to stop making facial expressions towards jurors, cautioning that it could be interpreted as an attempt to influence them. What those expressions were, we don't really know. Those sketches out of the courtroom. Come on, they're not the greatest in this case, let's be honest. The decision not to present a defense case is very calculated, and that brings us to what it all means. It sends a clear message. Diddy's legal team believes the prosecution hasn't met their burden. They're banking on the jury seeing through inconsistencies, gaps, or exaggerations in the government's narrative to acquit without hearing a word from the defense. The risk, of course, is perception. Jurors may expect to hear Diddy's side. They might wonder why someone accused of these crimes would not have the least attempt to explain or defend himself. But legally, he doesn't have to. Less is more. The burden is 100% on the prosecution to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And there are reasons to believe the defense sees vulnerabilities in the government's case. Despite all the salacious testimony, no co-conspirators were charged. No insiders from Combs' inner circle were flipped to testify about how the alleged criminal enterprise operated. Prosecutors relied heavily on the testimony of Cassie and a few others to suggest there was an organized system at play, rather than just chaotic, toxic messages and relationships. Diddy's attorneys are clearly trying to avoid what could have been a catastrophic cross-examination if he'd taken the stand. And since he's also facing over 60 civil lawsuits related to these allegations, anything he said under oath here could come back to haunt him in those cases. It's a strategy of containment. Keep the focus on the holes in the government story and say as little as possible to give them more ammunition. And now, what's next? Here's how the next few days will play out in federal court. On Wednesday, the judge will meet with attorneys from both sides for what's called a charging conference. This is where they'll finalize the legal instructions that'll be read to the jury before deliberations. How to interpret racketeering laws, what counts as coercion or trafficking, and what reasonable doubt really means. Thursday, closing arguments will begin. The prosecution will go first, summarizing their entire case and reinforcing their argument that Diddy ran a coordinated exploitative operation. The defense will follow, hammering the theme of reasonable doubt, lack of enterprise, and consensual adult behavior. The prosecution then gets one final rebuttal before the case is headed over to the jury. Then Friday or early next week, jury deliberation will begin. This is where the 12 jurors are sequestered to discuss and decide Diddy's fate. Could take hours, could take days. If the jury can't agree unanimously, it could result in a hung jury and a mistrial. Still pending, the judge's ruling on the defense's motion for acquittal. If he grants it, the case ends immediately in Diddy's favor. No jury decision needed. That outcome is extremely rare, but technically still possible. They put the quarter in the machine and they pulled the arm. Now we got to see how all those reels line up. Beyond the trial, no matter what the jury decides, the fallout won't end here. Dozens of civil lawsuits are still looming, and the evidence presented in the criminal trial, especially the video footage and sworn testimonies, could become key parts of those cases. If Diddy is convicted, it could lead to decades in prison, and if acquitted, he'll still face enormous reputational damage and financial damage. Today wasn't flashy. No mic drops, no surprise witnesses, no last-minute bombshells. But it was one of the most pivotal days in the entire case. The defense made a deliberate choice to say nothing, to not even try to paint an alternate picture. Because in their view, the picture painted by the prosecution just isn't enough. It's a high-wire act, one where silence could be interpreted as strength or as guilt, and very soon 12 jurors will decide which it is. What do you guys think? Tell me in the comments section on YouTube. Press subscribe while you're there, too. And if you're listening on the podcast platforms, wherever it may be, press subscribe there. And please do check out our YouTube channel and let us know what your thoughts are. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can watch all the stuff we do. And there's some extras over there, too, because it's video. So, yeah, check that out. Do appreciate that. I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on this. Is this a slam dunk? Is Diddy going down and that's it? Or are there enough holes? Is there reasonable doubt that all this was consensual and nothing was horrible? I think he's going to go down on the Cassie charges at the very least, which at a minimum would mean 15 years. We shall see. Let me know what you think in the comments. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving non-stop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. there, true crime podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.